What Islam says about the illegitimate children and about their rights, about the rights of illegitimate.
Well, Islam says that they should not be born.
But well, their
but right once they come into existence, nobody has a right to take their life or treat them differentially or in any way to put them to any, a second-rate position as far as the right of living is concerned, as far as human dignity is concerned. Neither the Holy Quran nor Hadith throws even the remotest reflection on the illegitimately born children as far as their dignity, human dignity is concerned. They do not share any crime of their parents, and they are as noble citizens of Islamic society as others.
But they are taken for infrahuman creature in Islamic society.
Pardon?
They are taken for infrahuman creature in Islamic societies.
Which is, don't say Islamic society. Islamic society is woven around the principles laid down in the Holy Quran. Not in an Arab country or in a Turkish country or any other country in the world. What do you mean by Islamic society? As I understand the term, it should be a society built on the Holy Quran and the tradition of the Holy Prophets of Islam. I know no other Islamic society. So if a Muslim society has deviated from the clear-cut Islamic principles, why nobody has a right to call that society an Islamic society? And if you go by such misnomer, then everywhere Islamic society will be presenting a different picture. In some countries, Islamic society would be different, and in some others, quite different from that one, and so on and so forth.